Okay, this week's parasha is parasha's Noach. And Rashi, at the beginning of parasha's Noach, compares Noach to whom? Avram, excellent. Rashi says, there's a different a dispute amongst the opinions. It says Noach was the Ish Tzadik Tamim Hayav Dor Asav in his generations. And there's a debate amongst the Amoraim in the Gemara, there's a debate and the discussion in the Gemara. What would have been had Noah been in the time of Avraham Avinu? Had he been a nobody? Or had he been a great man, or even greater in the times of Avraham Avinu? That's a debate. But after that debate is over, bottom line is as follows. If I were to ask you to rate 1 and 2, who was a more successful Makariv, who was a more successful outreach professional, if you will? Avram or Noach? Who gets the 1, who gets the 2? Avram gets the 1, and Noach gets the 2. And I'll prove it to you. How many people went into the table with Noach? People. Noach and his family. And that's it. Noach, his 3 sons, their wives. Noah's wife, how many is that? 8 altogether. That's it. How many years did Noah build a table for? 120 years is correct. Good boy. Why for so long? Because people would come by and say, "Hey, Noah, what you doing?" And he'd say, "If you don't shape up, there's going to be a flood." And they laughed at him. Flood, flood, bologna, salami, pastrami. There ain't going to be no flood, no nothing. How many people was Noach Makariv? Very, very few. If you look at the beginning of next week's parasha, it says that Avraham and Sarah were very successful. They came back from Haran, and they took with them from Haran the nefesh, the souls that they brought back from Haran. How many people did Avram and Sarah bring closer to religion and to monotheism? And the answer is tens of thousands. Where does it say that? In the Rambam. Where is the Rambam found? In the beginning of the laws of Avodah Zarah, the Rambam describes the unbelievable impact that Avram and Sarah had in Kiruv. So now the question is a simple question. How come Avram was so successful and Sarah was so successful? And how come Noach went flat? How come Noach did not bring people closer to the religion? And if we get the answer to this question, it'll be a secret, but maybe it will help us in our lives, in our outreach to those around us that also needs an outreach. What's the secret of outreach? What was Avram's secret to his success? And Noach's lack, which unfortunately caused his lack of success. Good question. Good question, Rabosai. Josh, good question. Listen to a nice answer. You ready? This is born in the Sefer Barchi Nafshi. Unkulus, on the Pasuk, Es HaLokim, Es HaLech Noach, right at the beginning of the parasha, says the following thing. Unkulus says, I'm only up to over here. Bidachalta da Hashem HaLech Noach, which means, with the fear of God, Noach went. Noach went with the fear approach. He said before, he scared them. Guys, there's going to be a flood. You better shape up. Screamed, yelled maybe even. Fear of God was what carried Noach's cry for tshuva. And guess what? People don't love fear so much. Try going to Mekar, someone say, "Hey buddy, you don't keep Shabbos, you're going to burn in Gehenna for thousands of years, forever." That sounds really exciting. I'm interested. They're going to say, "I don't want that. I want no part of that." What was Avram Sar's approach? It says in the end of Parshas Vayera, Avram and He planted an Ishel in Be'er Sheva. What's an Ishel? Achila, Shtia, Levaya. What does that mean? It means he didn't go with the fear approach. He went with the love approach. Come into my tent. Let's smooth it out. Before he mentioned the word of God, what did he say? Want a drink? Sure, I want a drink. It's hot as anything in this desert. He gave him a drink. But before the drink, what did he say to them? You know where the drink came from? They'd be like, yeah, it came from the well. He'd be like, no. God created the water. God. And he would discuss it with them. And guess what happened? They felt the love. And when they felt the love, they said, you know what? There's love here. Bring me in. I want the love too. Avraham and Sarah's approach was a gracious, loving approach. And that gracious, loving approach wins over hearts. Noach's approach was b'dechalta d'Hashem, with the fear of Hashem. And when you try the fear factor approach, it doesn't always necessarily work. Rabosai, I want to share with you a childhood memory of mine. I was a young boy. My father is a rabbi of a shul in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Doesn't really matter so much for the topic of this schmooze. Okay, good stuff. And one Shabbos, they had a scholar in residence come for Shabbos. And his name was, his name is, he's still alive, Rabbi Yitzchak Grossman. You ever hear of him?
I met him.
You met him. Who is he? He's the rabbi of Migdal HaEmek, Migdal Or, a very, very big institution in Israel. It's very, very successful in Cuba. He's known as the disco rabbi. Why? Because he used to go, maybe he still does, he used to go into discos, into bars, and he would strike up conversations with not yet religious Jews, not yet affiliated Jews, and he would be Makayev, bring them close. I remember like yesterday, he came to my house. My father said, at the middle of a meal, a lot of people in my parents' house for that meal. He said, Rabbi Grossman, what do? You go into the bars? How do you get them? I sing with them, he said. What song do you sing? And this is the song you sing. Remember the words. With a nice Israeli accent. Sweet Jews. Nice Jews. Only believe in Borei Kol Olamim. Only believe in Hashem. Sweet Jews. Nice Jews. If you don't understand me, I'm saying sweet Jews. Nice Jews. Only believe in Hashem. And he would sing with these fellows in the most religious places in the world. And guess what? He would bring them back to Yiddishkeit. You know why? Because he would kill them with love. He would kill them with love. And a lot of these people never saw love like that in their lives. They didn't feel the love. And because they didn't feel the love, they went to the streets to find love on the streets. But they didn't find love on the streets, always. Sometimes they found bitterness in the streets. And they found competition on the streets. And they found other substances on the streets. But they didn't find the love that they wanted. Avraham Avinu is called by the Navi, Avraham Oavi. What does Oavi mean? My love. My beloved. Because that's who Avraham was. Avraham was full of love. And I both said when a person experiences love and feels that kind of love, the sky is the limit in terms of the potential that they can do with their outreach. Next Shabbos in America, I think in Israel also they have it. They have Shabbos across America, or they call it Shabbos Project. You know how many Jews keep Shabbos at least for one time, or at least come to Friday night meal? You know where it came from? You know what it's about? It's about love. It's about welcoming people into your house. It's about giving people a taste. It's an amazing, beautiful concept. Chevra, if you think this doesn't apply to you yet in your lives, I can only tell you one thing. It's not true. It's not true. You guys remember we came on a train? We went on a train on our trip a few weeks ago. We went to the old city. We had a conversation, a few of us on the train, with two nice ladies, older women. They were going to the Shuk. And miraculously, on our trip back, hours later, that same lady was on the same train with us. Were we in the car with her? I wasn't trying to be. We weren't trying to be. But you know that when you exude love, when you exude kindness, you never know where that goes. You never know what happens because of that. A kind word to a cab driver. Not fighting him for one shekel or two shekel. No, the meter says 32. I want 30. Stop. That's not going to bring him closer to this guy. Give him a 2 shekel tip. I know it's crazy. Yeah, in America, where you're from, everyone gives tips. Give him 2. You know, there was a great Jew I had to. Rav Shlomo Karlach was an amazing, amazing makarev. He brought many people close to Yiddishkeit. My father-in-law was very close to Rav Shlomo Karlach. My father-in-law's father passed away. My father-in-law was 9 years old. Rav Shlomo Karlach basically raised my father-in-law. He was the father figure for him in his life. He told me my father-in-law told me the following thing. Whenever he went to a restaurant, Rav Shlomo Karlach used to give a very big tip. Big tip. And he would explain himself to my father-in-law. He said, you know why? They see my yarmulke on my head. A lot of people have the impression that Jews are cheap. And maybe sometimes it's true. Sometimes Jews come into the stores and don't give tips. I'm giving a big tip to cover my brothers and sisters that come in and don't always give a nice tip. I'll give a big tip to them. You know what that is? That's a Kiddush Hashem. You know what that is? That's love. That's love to a waitress who's maybe Jewish, may not be Jewish. Doesn't make a difference. It's love. And that love accomplishes. That was Avram Oavi, which accomplishes. Abosai, this is our charge. We are all B'nai Avram. We're not B'nai Noach. B'nai Noach is a different section of the world. That's most of the world. We are Zocha to be B'nai Avram, which means we have the love gene. We have the love gene inside of us. Abosai, we should be Zocha to spread the love. To spread the love that's in our genes, to spread the love, to bring our brothers and sisters back to Yiddishkeit, to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in the world, to be in the world and live in the world, and make this world a more welcoming place, a more happy place, a more positive place. We should be zocha to spread that love to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Always, have a wonderful Shabbos.